Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Have you seen that new Santa they just hired?
Yeah, he's back there drunk.
It was late at night on Christmas Eve. I was dreaming of the soft white snow.
White snow.
I was awoken by a noise near the Christmas tree. What it was, I did not know. It was Santa Claus. He was bringing me some gifts. Unfortunately, I did not know that.
I didn't know.
So I quietly snuck up behind him, and I shot him 5 times in the back. It went pow, 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 pow. Then that's when I heard my telephone. It was Auntie Jean looking for Uncle Bob. She said he left the house dressed as Santa Claus, but he didn't come home last night. Have you seen him? God, I hope he's all right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show.
You know, I'm no detective.
Yeah.
But I think I know what happened to Uncle Bob.
You think?
Just a theory, but
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe CJ. By the way, talking about Santa, during the commercial break, I got a text from a listener. It's like, hey, Greg, you made it back after the Christmas light parade that was underwater there at the Gomez Hilton last night. What happened to Drunken Santa? And I believe.
That's a good question.
I mean, he's usually passed out in front of the studio, you know. Pretty much 365 days out of the year.
I didn't see
Christmas time.
I didn't see him in the front coming in, but he maybe he's.
I'll tell you. You know what? Take the mic out, CJ.
Door.
Go check out the door, and let's see if we get you.
I
see if he's out there. This is the one
mic?
Time of year I allow him into the studio. So let's at least go check. Okay. So yeah, open up the door there.
Likes mermaids of Christmas past. Come join me in the hot tub, honey. Ah, so hot! It burns! Help me, Gomez! Who will save me?
Wow. Okay. Well, that's weird. And I don't even know what to think of that. But he's out there at least, and he's breathing.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was that rambling? I don't know what that was. I really
don't. Which mermaids joined him?
I don't know. See, did you
see?
They
need counseling.
It was just him out there, right? Right, CJ?
That's all I saw.
Yeah.
And I mean,
were there
was
any
like a
flies? Oh, I thought he had somebody else.
There was a
were
big,
there any?
Well, there was a big blanket, but
yeah,
there could have been somebody else under there. I don't know.
I doubt it. There'd nobody get that close to him. He smells of urine and puke. Anywho, let's
there
go
was
on.
A half-eaten pretzel on the, on the ground.
Let's move on and talk to the scuba magician. Chef is with us today. He's been he's dressed up accordingly for the holidays. God
always
bless him for that. And. Yeah, I warned him about the Crapstravaganza show. So
I was forewarned, but I was not prepared.
Yeah, well, okay, so the warning wasn't quite enough, but
yeah, I will know better for next year.
Yes, fair enough. But
and
yeah,
I should be done with therapy by then.
Well, okay, yeah, it'll take a few weeks.
It only goes downhill, Chef.
Yeah,
no,
but
therapy's forever.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this week, Chef did. He emailed me some pictures of old. Vinny Two Tanks, scuba diving. What trip was that from?
That was
the Turks and Caicos trip.
And every time that I've been seeing Vinny for the last year and a half, he's going, "Hey, Chef, you took some pictures of me. I want them." And I kept forgetting.
Uh-huh.
And I happen to be on a trip right now, and I saw those pictures. Like, you know what? Let me edit him up real good.
Thank
that took
chef.
A while.
Yeah.
And then send him off to you guys. So, yeah, he finally got him. Merry Christmas. There.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the pictures, and I was impressed. I mean, Vinny was wearing clothes and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
I look good?
Yeah. I don't know if I go that far.
I wasn't from Megan as well. Same trip. I just found a picture of Megan, and so I'm going to go through the staff here and get some cool shots for you guys.
Excellent. Yeah, that was from last year in the Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been a while.
A trip I'll never forget.
Well, we won't ever forget for sure. But yeah, it's always great to go back and go through the pictures. I'm way behind, believe it or not. I know it's hard to believe that I have all this video footage I haven't went through and published, but maybe, you know, holidays, is that kind of what happened? You're kind of down for the holidays there, Chef? Gave you some time to go get caught up on stuff like that, you think, or what?
Yeah, we're actually in Denver right now. We just got our fourth grandchild.
Sweet.
So
congrats.
Shout out to Elowen. And yeah, so we're spending some family time up here, and, you know, all the babies are feeding and all that. You get a little bit of downtime. So, hey, edit some scuba photos.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah,
I do have a good Christmas joke for you if you haven't heard it.
Okay.
What does a politically correct Santa say when he's really happy?
I'm stumped.
Oh, ho, ho.
Lady of the night. Lady of the night. Lady of the night.
I see what he did there.
Dude,
get that? Yeah, instead of.
Say it again. What,
hey,
what
ho. No, don't even try to explain it to Vinny.
Try to explain it to Vinny. Well,
it's only a 2-hour show.
Yeah,
that's what the next commercial break is for.
Ah! It'd take too long.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Commercial break ain't long enough, though.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Correct, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. A little, you know,
you'd have levity. To edit it and send it to him.
Okay, yeah.
I'm using that.
It's a good joke. That's a good Christmas joke. And
there you go.
You know, you don't curse or anything.
I wanted to, but I can't remember it.
Yeah, yeah. He has a CSR.
Yeah.
Can't what remember. Am I going to do, man?
Yeah, can't remember stuff,
squat.
But he calls it CSR.
It's squat, right? Squat.
But he calls it CSR, not CRS.
Can't squat, remember.
Okay. That's a whole different kind of issue.
Can we talk about Jerry's hat for a second?
We could. Well, yeah, what is that? What are you wearing, Jerry, the diver guy?
Well,
it's a shark fin
hat. I had my Santa hat on, but Barry referenced it, so I took it off.
Oh, what? You guys didn't want to match?
I put my shark hat on.
Wait. Yeah. Initially.
Oh, I think it needed to be turned around, doesn't it?
No. It's Santa gels.
Well, that way you can see the fin.
Huh. Okay.
What do you want it this way?
Turn it.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's supposed to go.
That's the way it's supposed to wear it.
Now
he's wearing a little yarmulke.
But the fin is gone.
Looks like he's eating your brains and he's starving.
Yeah. Well,
it is starving if it's eating my brains.
Okay. Well, at least you know.
The shark fins are pretty popular.
Pickled brains.
Yes. Okay. Well, we got the Aqua Gypsy with us today as well.
She looks like she's in an ear canal or something.
Yeah. What?
Ew.
It's a very Christmas kind of backdrop.
She shrunk herself down to the size that she could fit in your ear.
Yeah.
There was a movie about
space.
That.
Earwig.
She might actually be in Jerry the Diver Guy's brain. She might have bore down into his ear canal. And I don't know. We'll find out. We'll talk to her and catch up with the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad on this Scuba Radio Christmas Crepstravaganza show next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.